Gayle, Gayle Holland, Holland. She was born 11/15/1956. Today's 11/3/2025. Ms. Holland was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. The results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Ms. Holland is a 68-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with history of unspecified combined systolic, congestive, and diastolic congestive heart failure, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension, period. Person is very short of breath today. She says that she's feeling this way because she just put up a bunch of some of her groceries, period. Her blood pressure is elevated at 160 over 110. And she states because she didn't take her medication today and she gets very short of breath when she does any kind of activity, period. She's also short of breath at rest, which puts her at New York Heart Association class 4, period. She's holding her blood pressure medications in hand because she's been too busy to take it today. She says it takes her forever to do anything because she's so short of breath, period. She has a swelling of the lower extremity, 1+. She has a KPPS of 40%. She requires help with some ADLs and also has also has MAC of 33 centimeter. She is somewhat confused at times, but most likely because of hypoxemia, and she feels sleepy and tired. She's quite debilitated. She lives alone. She just moved into a new apartment, and which the address should be corrected. It's 5220 Scott Street. And the phone number is 816-786-3664. We'll discuss this with our secretary regarding these changes, period. Her nurse, Tiffany, was also called regarding starting her on her nebulizer machine and albuterol per orders from hospice medical director, period. She has some issues with incontinence, but most of the time she's able to get to the restroom if she has plenty of warning, period. Patient was found to be short of breath once again because of her congestive heart failure at rest. Appetite remains fair. She also has issues with dizziness, the right-sided heart failure causing the 1+ pedal edema that was mentioned, period. She has increased dependency on others, limited activity tolerance, and shortness of breath at both at rest and with activity, hence the need for a new nebulizer machine. Also, the nurse was notified regarding the increase in the blood pressure, and she said she will recheck the blood pressure and notify the hospice medical director if it's elevated, period. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say about her. Overall prognosis remains poor. Oh, by the way, as far as her diabetes are concerned, it's blood sugars have been controlled. The times that she takes her, because she's not eating very much and she has lost weight, which is helping her blood sugars overall. Thank you. Patient is a provider since she's now moved to her own apartment to be able to live by herself. And the only reason she can do that now is because of the help of the nurses from hospice as well as the aides. Thank you.